It's amazing. I think in this panel right now, Brenda, you're the most hopeful and optimistic person here.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Wow. Okay. Well, I think, you know, does that say more about you than it does about us, or the other way around? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it says a lot about 2 years of big changes and what can happen, the ups and downs, mm-hmm. the bad experiences. It all becomes a life lesson, and what I took out of it was I was 90% of my own enemy, and I'm not doing, I'm trying not to be my own worst enemy anymore.
Mm. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Awesome.
So, should we bring this optimistic show to an end?
That might be just the perfect spot to end it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're known for our optimism. And if people have other optimistic stories of hope and redemption that they want to share, like Brenda just did, how would they go about doing that, Brenda?
Calling Big Fatty online. No? Oh.
There you go.
Life.
No, that's for your sneeze fart stories or your snort stories.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Calling Big Fatty online.
No, that's for your sneeze fart stories or your snort stories.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2871 of the BFO for Thursday, the 31st of January 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on some voice letters, Big Fatty, and the rest of the number one fan entries. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Enda's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Enda's. Your Enda's today because, y'all, it's the end of the month. Big Fatty, shalom alakay. y'all, it's, I can't believe. Can't believe that the month of June has already gone by. And y'all, that can only mean one thing. And y'all, that means that yes, Big Fatty, remind them the end is near. The end is near. That's right, y'all. You have only until tomorrow for right day, the 1st of February, at 5 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. Y'all, that's the, not daylight, Eastern Standard Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all, you have until then to get your entry in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. Y'all, it's as simple as can be. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you don't like the textimoniums. Send it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO. I'll put your name in the colostomy bag, and then during halftime of the Superb Owl, we'll choose the number one, number two, and number three fan. Big Fatty, nothing could be easier, that's for sure. Now, y'all, I am terribly, terribly unprepared. Yes, Big Fatty, unprepared. Doesn't even begin to touch it. It's true. Y'all, I do not have the Happy Anniversarium music to play for you today. Big Fatty, I could sing it. Happy Anniversary, Happy Anniversary, Happy Anniversary, Happy Anniversary. Thank you, Big Fatty. But y'all, y'all, you're just going to have to forgive me. Y'all, today, it's a long-time listener of the BFO, Big Fatty, which makes it even worse that you don't have the Anniversarium music. It's true, y'all. It's that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Big Fatty, it makes my heart sad you don't have the music. Brian, please forgive Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I think he'll probably forgive and forget, or just be pissed off and unsubscribe, one of the two of them, but Brian, that was a birthday belch. Big Fatty, he don't need more than one. Brian, thank you so much for listening, and I hope he gets a big old piece of anniversarium cake. Yes, Big Fatty. You're starting the Nana music real early. Well, I want to make sure I get all of the entries that I've received as of this point read. Y'all, our last one was from Miss Patty Bacon. You know Miss Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, the next one, Moose P. Moose P. I believe Moose P was the second number one fan of the BFO. He says, not on Grindr. You'll never see my profile. No chance to say hi. But if number one fan, we'd have a connection, if only for a year. Big Fatty, he's such a sweet talker. Y'all, speaking of Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, yes, Big Fatty, you fucked up his anniversary. It's true, I did. But y'all, he sent in his number one fan entry. Y'all, by the way, when you send that in, the number one fan entries in, put in number one fan in the subject line. It just helps. Yes, Big Fatty, the elderly need all the help they can get. Brian says, dear Big Fatty, I'd like to be your number one fan because it's my last chance at immortality. Big Fatty. The poor thing. Our next one comes from out there in the San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, it is from that Kathy Marshall. And it says, Jimmy Freddy. Big Fatty, how does she spell that vulgar burp? No, Big Fatty, she loves to sing the Top Cat. It's true. Why I should be the number one fan? I hate the Monets and have been known to sit in a chair, but I'm usually called special, not by the chair. love Kathy in the San Francisco. P.S. My hat passed last May after he had a spell of the memory issues. It's a rough time, and I know it's rough if you let the dating apps go unanswered. We, your glovies out here in Fatland, are all sending our best thoughts to you. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that. That's just as sweet. Just as sweet as it can be, and I really appreciate that. Y'all, the Cheyenne from over there in the Ark says, I want to be the number one fan for 2019 so that my co-host would finally be proud of me, especially Ick. Big Fatty, the poor thing, he just gets run over by all the icky co-hosts. No, not icky co-hosts. Ick is a cold host. Oh, okay. Y'all, the next one. The next one is, y'all, it's from Casey in Denver. And he says, Big Fatty, please add my name to the bag. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, full of number one fan entries. And yeah, then he had a little nice little note for Big Fatty there. And Casey, I will absolutely add you to Big Fatty's Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, that Patrick Plain. Patrick Plain. Y'all, you know Patrick Plain. What? Yes, Big Fatty Woodhaven says, since 2008, your 20 minutes makes makes all right with the world. Would love to be your last number one fan. Thanks for all you do. Woodhaven, Big Fatty, he remembered Woodhaven. How could he forget? The Haunt Daddy. The Haunt Daddy has entered the contest. Y'all, he says, Dear Big Fatty, I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO because I would spend my tenure trying to talk Big Fatty into doing another 1,000 episodes. Big Fatty, just throw that one in the trash. We know that ineligible. He's eligible. Here's one that has surprised me, y'all. It is from that Jimmy Farmer. Big Fatty, I thought he unsubscribed years ago. I did too. he says, Big Fatty, as a longtime lurker, Big Fatty, we love a lurker. It's true. As a longtime lurker, I'd like to enter your contest for the number one fan. I qualify mostly because of my longtime use of Big Fattyisms without explanation or apology. Now, y'all, that is a true Big Fatty fan. Offer no explanation or apology for people thinking you're crazy as hell. Some friends think I'm quite clever, and others have started commitment hearings. At any rate, please enter my name, and remember, it's spelled KATHYBACON. Big Fatty, we are not having a contest. Thank you for 20 minutes of happy most days. Big Fatty, how about some days? Thank you, Jimmy Farmer. Y'all, my youngest daughter. My youngest daughter, Nessa, y'all, who is talking like she may be coming down to the Nolans. I don't know. I don't know if it's been finalized or not, but y'all, she's talking that way. Says, I have entered each year. Big Fatty, I hope it's the contest. And except for last year, due to my number one reign, I simply love you. And that's why I want to reclaim my title. Big Fatty, yes, reclaim your title. Y'all, my number one Northeast straight daddy. Y'all, speaking of that, Durwood was released from El Hospitalo and got home and immediately poured a glass of wine. Yes, Big Fatty. He says, the reason I love listening to BFO is because Figs is so caring and big-hearted. Oh, good Lord, I think I may have sharted. Big Fatty, it certainly made us want to vomit, that's for sure. Northeast Straight Daddy, we appreciate that. And y'all, someone else we have not heard from in a month of Sundays. Y'all, it's that Jimmy Meyer. Big Fatty, I knew he had unsubscribed. Perhaps he's being held hostage and this is the torture he's having to enter. Could be. It says, everybody, I'd like to be entered into the number one fan contest, even though I've been a bit lax with my fright kerfuffles. Love, Jimmy Bear. Well, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you and to have you still out there listening, and maybe you can send us a kerfuffle here pretty soon. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, maybe you can. Now, y'all, for those of you who don't know how this works, y'all, it is simply blind dumb luck. Big Fatty, that's pretty much the show. No, I was talking about the Big Fatty. But y'all, all I do is I take everybody's name and I put it on a little slip of paper and I stick it in the colostomy bag and shake it all up. And y'all, then we choose the number one, number two, and number three fan. And y'all, during halftime of the Superb Owl, the big game on Sunday the 3rd, y'all, it is not a live show, but it will be uploaded for your listening pleasure at halftime of the Superb Owl. Y'all, that's when we'll announce it. Now, y'all, that's a Sunday. That's a Sunday, but that does not mean that you'll miss out on a little show on Monday. No, it does not. There will be a regular little show on Monday. So, y'all, I hope you'll get your entries in. Yes, Big Vinny, it will be just lovely. Just some special music. Does it play when you're sitting on the special chair? No, not that kind of special music. Y'all, you know, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon had a comments contest where she was going to give a Benjamin. Going to give a Benjamin to someone who left a comment over at the BFO. During the time from when the contest started until when the government shutdown ended, and so y'all, the government shutdown is over. So y'all, she has sent me the winner, and y'all, I'm happy to announce today that the winner is number 16, Big Fatty. How wonderful! I got nothing. And y'all, she sent me a picture. There were 36 entries, and she let Siri choose a random number between 1 and 36, and Siri chose 16. And y'all, now, how do I do this? Oh, y'all, I said Siri, and it started talking to me. Big Fatty. And y'all, the winner, well, how do I get back to that? Poor Big Fatty. I don't want to see that anymore. Poor Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we're going to run out of time. Well, where's the other one? Oh, here it is right here. Y'all, the winner of the contest is... thanks again for it. Oh, here it is right here. Number 16 is Kim Beaver. Big Fatty. It's Kim Beaver. And Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm looking at the list and it says K Beaver. Straight Bob, you were so close. So close. Big Fatty. So, Miss Beaver, I'm not sure how you can get in touch with Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, both of the initials are KB. Well, it's true. Anyway, Miss Beaver, good luck. I mean, congratulations. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and Brenda Boo and Peter G. What should Kim Beaver do?
Calling Big Fatty online.
No, that's for your sneeze fart stories or your snort stories.
Oh, we'll take Beaver scissoring. Never mind. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.